Welcome home. This is Audio EXP for the 13th of April, and the episode title is Adventure of the Black Company Apes. Grey Plains won the April vote, and I am in touch, and the ball is in my court. Hang with me, and we're in with a good chance of getting a Q&A with Jacob live. I was delighted this week when I read an interview with the Dungeons & Dragons game design architect at a branding website. When the interviewer asked, "What do you actually do?" Chris Perkins was good and honest with his answer. Firstly, he admitted that this did mean a lot of management and meetings. Secondly, he made the point that he finds time for the creative input into the game. Would you rather be a game designer with absolute control of a small RPG or the game design architect of a powerhouse brand followed by tens of thousands? Here's another would you rather for you. Imagine you've just landed the rights to turn a cherished book into an RPG. Do you spend an absolute age on it, making it as good as you can, but eating significantly into the years you secured the license for before you even publish it? Or do you create the best possible game you can at a pace which lets you publish something for fans and with plenty of runway for supplements in the future? Arcstream Publishing, that's Shane Ivey and Dennis Detwiller of Delta Green fame, have gone for the former. They've secured the rights to Glenn Cook's dark military fantasy, The Black Company, and won't be rushing. The pair will be running playtests, but won't publish a timeline for not even for an expected release or crowdfunding campaign. Arc Dream Publishing will take its time. I don't know the books, but I keep hearing about them, and now I have found them in Audible, so that's a temptation. I noticed, though, that the audio recording is 14 years old. Minetic Press Play are back doing RPGs. I was writing about them 3 years ago when they released Carbon Grey and then got the license for the very popular anime series Lupin the Third. They're the publisher who brought West End Games' D6 system back to Kickstarter, but I had thought they'd gotten out of TTRPGs. I was wrong. This week they've announced they've secured the license to The Planet of the Apes and that their first TTRPG will use the magnetic variant of the D6 system. I think Planet of the Apes will make for a great setting. I'll admit it, I've not seen any of the new movies, but I have seen the old ones. And there's so much to the franchise, there's no one character that defines it, and therefore I think plenty of room for RPG characters. In contrast, I could mention, say, the Supernatural RPG, or the Buffy RPG, and various Doctor Who RPGs. Cryptozoic also announced they've secured a big license for a 5e powered TTRPG. I have just outlined two different types of franchises, one with a big world that doesn't lean too heavily on certain characters to define it, and another that's all about a coterie of characters. Cryptozoic's new 5e game is Adventure Time, the role-playing game. There's already over 10,000 followers on the Kickstarter pre-launch page. It's up to you to work out which of those two categories you might want to put Adventure Time in. But this week's RPG news is not all about chunky license deals though. Pleasingly, Monte Cook Games has released a free online character builder. It's for the Cypher system, which is one of my favourites, and it means it's got a little bit easier for gamers and gamer groups to try all the games that use that system. In more good news, DriveThruRPG and I think Fantasy Grounds are running a sale on the Fallout TTRPG from Modiphius. I like Fallout. Back in the era where I had spare time, I even played the computer games, and I like the 2D20 system too. But have I seen the new Amazon TV series? Nope, not yet. If I finish this podcast before 1 a.m, then maybe I'll treat myself to episode 1. Or is this series good enough to be a 2 a.m. treat? Please let me know. And with the mention of a TV show, we have proof that we've managed to cover more than just tabletop games this week. At least Rodman has, who noticed the latest news on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin live-action film. It's going to be R-rated. And Bronwyn also has a Hasbro story, and it's not D&D. We're getting a Monopoly movie, and it'll be produced by Margot Robbie. I like what Robbie did with, and her production company did with, Barbie. Will something similar happen to Monopoly? Almost certainly, as the board game was invented by Lizzie Maggie, an early female pioneer of game design, who was quickly removed from the credits as the game passed around owners. I wrote about this a few years back, and then Hasbro didn't mention her at all. Furthermore, the original Monopoly was designed to teach people about the dangers of capitalism. Yeah, there's been a few changes since then. Will Hasbro take the Barbie route? Will they change the game back and credit its creator? Let's start our outro, but we can do that and linger on creators for a bit longer. Did you know that Sir Terry Pratchett co-created a TTRPG? He worked on the Discworld RPG. That's the one from Steve Jackson Games, the one that uses GURPS, and right now, it's in the Bundle of Holding. Also, in the Bundle of Holding, there's the Dark Eras Bundle. That means games like Chronicles of Darkness and its supplements, taking us to the vampires in Elizabethan London, or the mages in the court of Alexander the Great. Lastly, there's the limited edition of the RuneScape Siren Bundle on Fanatical. On that note, let's hope it stops raining, and I'll see you next week.